And big thanks, as always, to Bank of Ann Arbor for bringing us Studio A2. About a half an hour ago, if you'd pulled up to the station, you'd have seen several boys playing with a tennis ball in the parking lot. And wondering, what are these guys doing here with this big bus? It's Boy and Bear back in our studios for the first time in 2 years. Welcome back.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Great to have you back. And that memory came up on my Facebook page just on Sunday. It was the memory of the photo of us together on your first visit to Ann Arbor, which I think that day you were playing Top of the Park, that outdoor summer festival show.
Yeah, that's right.
And you've been back since. I think you've played St. Andrews, I think, since then. But tonight is a show at my favorite venue, The Arc. Your first time there. I'm hoping you're going to enjoy it as much as I do, in support of a new album called Limit of Love. Let's hear a track from that, shall we? What we start with?
Cool. We're going to start with a track called Where'd You Go?
All right. This is Boy and Bear in Studio A2 on 107.1. In Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor on Ann Arbor's 107.1. You can catch them tonight at the Arc, 7:30 doors, 8 o'clock showtime. Hannah Georges, I believe, is your opening act.
That's right, yeah.
All right, and we want to welcome you guys back. We've got two Hart brothers, Tim and John. We've got two Daves, Hosking and Symes, or Sims, sorry.
Yeah, Symes,
Symes, all right. And Killian is here as well. So great to have you guys in our studios again and excited about another record. It's been out for a while now, but you haven't been to the States since October, as far as I know, at least not around my area.
Yeah.
So tell me about, was there a bit of a pressure to follow up the success of your previous record in the States? Because you did have a bit of a hit with the last record.
I mean, I think there's always pressure with records and stuff, but I'd say it was a healthy amount. We just wanted to do something that was kept us engaged and kept us interested,
Kept you interesting. I think you're already interesting, right?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. You know, keep moving forward is what I'm trying to say.
I knew what you meant.
Yeah.
Just picking on you a little bit. Did you approach the recording of this album differently than the previous full lengths and the EP? Was there a different mindset going into record number three, full length record number three?
Yeah, well, we worked with a guy called Ethan Johns.
Oh, yeah.
And he's very much into, well, firstly, we did it all to tape. And they're all live takes, so they're all live vocals, and I guess it just meant minimal overdubs and a much more raw sounding representation of the band, I guess.
Anything that you learned on this record, doing this record, that you'll use for the next record, and are you thinking about your next record already? Because this, I mean, I'm sure you wrote these songs more than a year ago at this point, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm always thinking about the next record and stuff, and you always take something from your last recording experience, and hopefully you take something from all your recording experiences and try and apply it. There was definitely some real magic in having kind of less editing on the recording process. I think you start to capture everyone's idiosyncrasies and the way they play and where the groove sits. I think when you start editing things too heavily, it starts to sound a little bit more generic, I guess.
Or less organic.
Less organic, yeah. So I don't know if we'll go as hard in that direction on the next record, but we'd definitely like to keep that approach, or a good part of that approach.
So you're telling me this is mostly a live-to-tape record? You didn't do any overdubbing?
Some overdubbing, but mainly just harmonies and some percussion. I think there was one extra electric part and a few keys. But, I mean, compared to on the record before that, I mean, Southern Sun was like 120 tracks or something, and I think this whole time we worked to 24 track, is that right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Nothing was over.
Yeah.
Sounds great. I mean, it's another fantastic record in the catalog. I've got them all. I'm holding the new one in my hand. I'll be seeing you do the songs from this one and the back catalog tonight at the ARC. Again, 7:30 doors, 8 o'clock show.
Great.
Tickets available through thearc.org a few hours before showtime. You can just get them at the door if they're not sold out. Do you want to do another song from the record before we chat a bit more?
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Limited Love, man.
Limited Love,
yeah,
sounds great.
Yeah.
It's Boy and Bear in Studio A2 on 107.1. The title track from the new album from Boy and Bear in Studio A2, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor on Ann Arbor's 107.1. You can catch the band tonight at the Arc, and again, 7:30 doors, 8 o'clock showtime. Thanks for doing that. That's one of my favorites on the record, and one that people might actually have in their collection already. We've been handing out new music samplers as we do in the spring and the fall. I think actually the first two singles from the record are on that, so a lot of folks may already have those songs in their collection, but they can pick up the whole album. You will have physical copies at the show tonight?
We will.
Cool. Well, I'm glad I have mine already, because that means I can have you sign it today, which always makes me happy. So speaking of albums, basically 3.5 albums. You're still a fairly young band when it comes to thinking about it compared to a band like the Rolling Stones, who've been around forever.
Yeah.
Do you have any sense, as you're at this point in your career, what songs from these first few records will be the ones you're doing 10, 15, 20 years from now? Is there like you're getting it from the audience, or you just know I still enjoy playing this song?
I mean, there's probably some I hope we're not playing in 10 years' time.
Probably. You can't possibly play them all.
Yeah, I'm hoping to phase some out, you know, with the next few records. I mean, there's definitely some songs on the last two records that seem to have kind of lasted the test of time a bit more. And they've definitely made their way as regulars into the set. But, you know, I don't know. If we could do a really amazing record next record, then maybe we can start to, you know, knock them off too. We'll see.
Well, the fans like those, though.
That's true, yeah. You know,
if they remember us.
True. Yeah.
I am a fan. I'm going to raise my hand because there's songs like, I hope they do this one tonight. I hope they do. I mean, so, you know.
Yeah.
You've been to shows. I mean, you've all been to shows of your favorite bands. Oh, they didn't do this song tonight. I can't believe. Probably because they didn't want to do that.
That's
song.
It. I have a very newfound understanding of that now. So
now that you're performing them, yeah.
That's it, yeah.
What are the greatest challenges as a touring band for you guys? I mean, being far away from home, I imagine, is one, because you're obviously, if people don't know, you're not from around these parts.
No, we're not. Sanity sometimes, I think. I mean, it's so funny. With touring, playing's always amazing. I mean, I think playing is probably the best part of the day. I think you can get a little bit tired of being in transit kind of all the time. The travel is the bit that you have to learn to endure and, you know,
living
to make work. Living in a bus. And, you know, it feels like sometimes your life is like at the airport or in the bus or, you know, but it's worth it because we get to play music, you know, 4 or 5 times a week in front of people. So.
And make people smile. Like
that's
me.
It.
You're making me smile. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I read that you recently had to play during a tornado warning.
That's right.
Is that, in fact, one of the greatest challenges of touring, having to face outdoor venues with weather and not really knowing what to expect?
This one was actually indoors, but it just shut down the power.
Oh, okay.
But I guess, like, that's a really new thing for us. It's never happened. We thought it was just going to be off for, like, 2 minutes. But then they were like, oh, yeah, the power's not coming back on tonight. So we just had to play acoustically, which is fine. We love doing that too. And then, you know, I guess after half an hour, we had nothing else to play. So it was good though.
Well, tonight's show at the Arc, I mean, they're not exclusively a folk club, but their history is kind of as a folk club. So the way you're set up today, I know you're probably going to do a full-on electric version of the band like I've seen you in the past, but it would be very acceptable to play several songs the way you're doing today, because that's kind of what the ARC audience expects in a sense. I mean, there's rock and blues and everything there, but feel free to do it this way too, because I really enjoy the songs this way too.
Yeah, cool. Well, if there's a tornado, we'll be ready to go.
Had those.
Okay. All
right. Sometimes that happens. Do you want to do one more before I send you on your way?
Yes. The next song we're going to do is called Walk the Wire.
Excellent. This is Boy and Bear in Studio A2 on 107.1.
Kind of scene I don't fit into. It didn't feel so right when she came back round, drifting across my sight. some apparition of make-believe. I felt my chest go tight as I tumbled in. She said, hey, baby, hold my hand out on the wire. I've been telling you the whole time, it's just the breaking of desire. You'll inevitably hold on because you always do. But you gotta walk that wire. I'm talking in tongues cause I'm not made of steel. Somebody save me from myself. I'm just a man, alright. And I'm fumbling. And with all this faded light, maybe the moment to make my move. You hold your breath so tight as we tumble in. And I said, hey, baby, hold my hand out on the wire. I've been telling you the whole thing, it's just the break.
Great tune. That's called Walk the Wire. Boy and Bear in Studio A2 on Ann Arbor's 107.1. Studio A2 brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor. And that's a great example of what I like about Boy and Bear songs. There are hooks in not only the chorus, but in the guitar playing. And the hooks, I think I mentioned this last time you were in, it kind of got somebody in trouble, but some of the actual hookier parts of the songs aren't necessarily the choruses. Sometimes it's the guitar riffs. And that's another one of those examples where I remember the down. It's just there's things you remember about songs. And so, cool. Thanks for doing that. Really looking forward to the show tonight. Great to have you guys back in Ann Arbor, indoors this time.
Yeah, yeah.
Weather will not be a factor at the Ark. There will be no floods at the Ark. We should be just fine. And congratulations on another great record.
Thank you very much.
Michigan Union Ticket Office, thearc.org. Those are places you can find information about the show tonight. Again, 7:30 Dory's 8 o'clock show. Hannah Georges opens. We will see you there. And we're back to music in just a couple minutes on 107.1.